between the life we see and the world we dream, there are stories when they are told. Nightmares become imagination. So please.
Thomas, you aren't.
Hello to the guild. Hopefully your dates aren't as crazy as this one. Welcome to the Dimlight Anxiety Podcast. I am your host, Giggles, and I'm here to guide you through the fearful tales with a dose of laughter. Life throws all sorts of terror our way. No use in letting those nightmares go to waste. Take control, write them down, and then send them to this podcast where I will bring them to life. From campy to, is there something crawling in my walls? Scary, I want to hear them all because your fucked up brains came up with them. They will do far more damage idly building in your imagination than on paper. Join the guild. Join the fandom. My black cat is here to guide me through today because we have two shorter stories. Quick tastes that still cause long shivers up your spine. The first one is written by an author you can find on Reddit under the username background_beyond. They also had an episode in the first season if you want to check that one out. Dating is hard enough. They either chew too loudly or you don't like the way they hold their fork. Are any of your idiosyncrasies as bad as this one? Submitted for the approval to the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety, I call this story The Tales of Getting Along. Titled, Her Teeth Are Not Shaped Right. Okay, hold on. She's pretty. So pretty. Not like my other date. She was a butterface, you know? Shit. I'm an asshole. Forget I said that last part. She's so pretty. Adorable. Cute. Lovely. Beautiful. Beautiful? No, not quite. Something's off. Wrong. Halfway there, halfway to beautiful, but not. I don't know why, like, the uncanny valley of pretty. What was I talking about? She keeps talking over her coffee, full wide lips, brown as her mocha cappuccino latte, whatever. Her tongue darts at a fluff of coffee foam on the edge of her mouth. Black hair. Black hair. Like Halle Berry? Holly Berry. Christmas. My head feels weird. When was the last time I took my... Never mind. She's so, so, so pretty. Pretty, pretty girl. Lucky, lucky me, getting a date with a pretty, pretty little itty-bitty big-titty girl. What the fuck? I can't stop thinking about her face, which is probably because I'm looking at right at it. Smile, 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 so pretty. Smile, smile, smile. That's it. Her teeth. They aren't right. Has she been to a dentist lately? My doctor won't stop calling me. I don't answer. Her teeth are so strange, like little itty-bitty pretty milk-white beads, like carved stones, like a mouth full of pearls, but they aren't right. They aren't normal. They're too perfect. No, not perfect. Each is small, pointed, almost hooked, maybe? Shaped like a little spade on a playing card. I haven't played cards since the hospital visit. Maybe she'd like to play cards. I can't. My head is full of hot foam. Why can't they all be quiet so I can hear her talk? Why are her teeth like that? What the fuck is wrong with her? Surely if you can afford that fancy watch, you can afford to get your teeth fixed. Teeth. Teeth. Why can't she stop talking? How is she talking when her mouth isn't moving? Open your mouth. Open your fucking mouth again. I want to see what you're hiding. Open your fucking mouth. You understand, don't you? I had to know. I had to see. It wasn't my fault. I just couldn't figure it out without taking a closer look. Her teeth were not shaped right. But now lying in the palm of my hand, slippery with blood, it's hard to tell either way.
Ooh, I love how creepy that one is, and how you can't even like root for the narrator. It kind of has the feel of my last story too, like the tale of the pampered birthday when she was picking at her toenail, except way more extreme in this story. Talk about obsessive. Well, if that wasn't enough to have you squirming in your seat, there's one more tale in this episode. Let's creep on to the next story, written by the Reddit author you can find under username HelicopterAdmirable3.
Roommates are an interesting concept. Getting to see someone behind the mask they are able to wear in public is a very intimate thing, often performed by people who barely know each other. How well do you really know your roommate? Titled, The Clown. A few years ago, I was looking for a roommate. The vacancy had risen because my previous one was a Swedish guy who had been having some trouble with homesickness. Eventually, it got too much and he moved away somewhere with a colder climate. So, as you do, I put some ads up on various sites, and it didn't take long before a guy called Robert responded. We messaged back and forth a couple of times and arranged to meet up one day at a Starbucks. I was immediately struck by his easy charm and wit. You couldn't hope to meet a person who was easier to talk to. He was an art school student with ambitions of making it big as a painter. How exactly one would go about that, I have no idea. But we became friends straight away. I didn't think twice about letting him move in. Just before we parted ways that day, Rob, as he insisted I call him, asked a question that I really didn't anticipate.
Hey, I know this is a weird question, but, are you by chance scared of clowns?
He asked with a weird smile. I suppose so, I replied, wondering why someone would ask that. I probably watched Stephen King's It at this stupidly young age.
Are you scared of them? Oh, damn, he said. I'm a clown on the weekends. I do charity events and fundraisers. Visit sick kids in the hospital sometimes. Is that a problem for you? I mean, I know some people are seriously afraid of clowns.
Oh, no, of course not. That sounds cool. It's just the bad clowns that scare me, you know. I have never personally known one before, but Rob didn't seem scary.
And I promise, I don't kill kids.
He said with a grin. He threw his head back and drained the last of his coffee from his cup.
It's the adults I go for.
I burst out laughing at his dark sense of humor. What a cool guy, I thought. I'm actually going to be looking forward to this new roommate situation. Our first few weeks of living together went about as smoothly as possible, and things were a good deal more peaceful than they had been with my previous roommate. I definitely didn't miss being woken up at unholy hours by sobbing. Rob would get up, go to class, come home, and paint or have a quick drink with a friend or two. Sometimes on the weekends, he'd put on his clown suit and go to those charity events that we talked about. He didn't seem like a scary clown. He was so cool, in fact, he even began to change my view of clowns. There was a freezer in our kitchen that I had told Rob not to bother using. It hadn't been right since before he moved in. I kept meaning to call someone to come out and look at it or replace it, but I guess it must have slipped his mind. One day, about 5 months after Rob moved in, I came home to find the lights on, but total silence in the house. That was strange. Rob was always watching TV or playing his guitar. He hated silence, but I really knew something was up when I noticed something different about that freezer. The freezer door was open. I walked over and looked inside. Oh my God. 8 chunks of human body, all cut up and neatly stored tightly on the shelves. I can't really explain how I felt in that moment. I panicked. What can you even do in that situation? My mind was racing and I thought back to the day I met Rob and he made that joke about only killing adults. Just then, a faint shuffling noise came from Rob's room. I didn't know what to do. For some reason, I tiptoed over to his room to see what was happening. I don't know what I suppose adrenaline just takes over at that point. I peered in, and sure enough, there he was, laying on the floor with a mad look in his eyes as he stared at the ceiling. After a long delay, in which I'm sure he was aware of my presence, he looked up to yell at me, "You're sick! I'm calling the police!" Wait. Why did the roommate call the narrator sick? That is such a crazy twist. Makes me never want another roommate. In fact, maybe I should check out my current roommate's background a little more thoroughly. Anyway, now for the details. If you want to be a more active part of the guild, check out the website. Everything you need to know about the guild with dim light anxiety is on the website. My most active social media platform is Facebook, which you can find a link to on the website. You can also just type dim light anxiety, that's 3 words, into any social media outlet and I should pop up. If not, try one word just to be sure. Oh. What's the website, you ask? Well, that is a good question. It's easy. It's just the name of the website with a .com at the end. That's dimlightanxiety.com. I want to give one final shout out to today's 2 spooktacular writers. You can find them under the usernames on Reddit, background_beyond, who wrote the first story, and HelicopterAdmiral3, who wrote the second story. They are the authors of this week's nightmares. If you enjoyed their terror tales, please give the episode a like, follow, and 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, Google, or any platform you use to listen to today's episode. It helps get the podcast out there so that their creativity can be seen by people also wanting to leave laughing scared. Thank you so much to listening with me. I'm not sure how I'm going to get to sleep with my roommate in the room next door. Or go on a date for that matter. But at least knowing you are there makes it a little more bearable. Well, like every week, here's the little bit saved for the end. Enjoy, if you dare. Clowns are the worst roommates, don't you think? Always uncovering the dead bodies in places you specifically told them not to look. I'm afraid I have to kill him too. So now, my old Swedish friend has a dorm partner to sleep along with him in that big freezer. Oh, by the way, I'm still looking for a new roommate. If anyone's interested. I declare this meeting of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety closed. Good luck getting along with the people out there. Until next week, creep it real. This podcast does not condone any physical harm on yourself or others. These are fictional stories intended only for entertainment.